I'm Tiziana Dearing. Let's look ahead to tomorrow's show. We'll be talking to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who's the former head of the Centers for Disease Control. We are 4 years out this weekend from when the governor, then Charlie Baker, declared a state of emergency due to COVID. And a lot's changed. Just this month, the CDC dropped a mandatory isolation period for people with the virus. Does Walensky agree? And what else does she think we got right, got wrong? What comes next? That's on tomorrow's show. You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Dearing.
Stimulant and sedative, original, repetitive, violently competitive, a school unaccredited.
That's Yacine Bey, also known as Mos Def. His song Hip Hop off the 2000 album Black on Both Sides. Now, hip hop has a lot to teach us, even in a city of artists who've been present in the genre from the beginning. Tonight, the Berklee College of Music is going to take us to school. It is the third annual International Hip Hop Symposium featuring local DJs alongside student performances. Toki Wright is chair of the Professional Music Department at Berklee, founder of the symposium, and Kiara Andrade Howell is DJ Troy Faust. Shamara Rhodes is DJ Y-Sham. Both are featured tonight. Everyone's here in the studio. So, Toki Wright, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
DJ Troy Frost, welcome.
Hello.
And DJ Y-Sham, welcome to you.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have this conversation. It's really great to have you here. Toki, let's start with the setup, right? Third year of this symposium. Why is it important to do this?
Well, this is the International Hip Hop Symposium is an opportunity for the community of hip hop to meet in a formal setting from the international hip hop community, and that's creatives, entrepreneurs, curators, performers from across genres, organizers, and academics to be able to network and talk about what are some of the bigger plans that we could focus on and do Q&A with community members and students.
And what are you most hoping will come out of this year's symposium, Toki?
I think cross-pollination is the big key to get students that are coming from all over the world connected to the local community, the hometown community, and getting the hometown community more access to the institution.
All right. So, DJ Y-Sham, you're going to be here,
yes.
Right? And you're going to have some things to say. Listen, just go for it. Give me the first one. What's most important to you?
A woman runs hip hop and woman runs music just in general. That's it. Shout out to the guys, but women right now, we deserve more. I'll start off there. That's it.
So let's play a little song. This is Boston rapper Brandi Blaze with her 2023 song So Free off the album Broken Rainbows.
I just be feeling so free, so free. I just be feeling so free, so free.
We'll keep that in the background for just a little bit. DJ Y-Sham, we've had Oompa here on the show, Dutch Rebel. Yes. Are we seeing a sort of growth in women's hip hop here in Boston?
We definitely are. I definitely have to admit we definitely are. When it comes to the DJs, the producers, the engineers, there's way more, and the women are excited to be a part of this community. And I meet artists like Brandi Blaze, that's shout out to her, that I get to work with, who teaches me a lot about the artist side compared to the DJ side.
All right, so I'm going to turn to you now, DJ Troy Faust, and I'm going to play a little bit more music here. We'll stay on that theme for a second. This is a remix of the song Savage, 2020, featuring Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion off of Megan's 2020 album, Good News. I don't think we had the right one there. We'll try that again, see if we can pull it up. So, women gaining ground in Boston, gaining ground internationally. Key issue for DJ Y-Sham. What else for you? What else is important to you to make sure that we're talking about with hip-hop right now?
One thing that's important to me is really making sure that we're studying hip hop as a culture and taking it seriously. Whenever I talk to like elders who have been in the hip hop realms longer than me, they always talk about how back in the day, people thought it was just going to be a fad, you know, like a moment. And it's been here for 50 years, some would argue longer. And so really making sure that people are taking the time to study who came before them, and also acknowledge all the elements. The MC tends to be at the front center, and yet you have graffiti, you have dancing, you have DJing, of course, and then you have other things like writing, producing, fashion, language. This is not just a genre of music, it's a lifestyle, it's a culture, it's a way of life. So really making sure to emphasize that you know, you could love hip hop and engage with it from a fun place, but make sure that you're taking it seriously and doing your due diligence in knowing about it.
So, Toki Wright, on faculty at Berkeley, I want to pick up on a piece of what DJ Troy Frost just said, which is, you know, you start with the history and you come forward and how it's affected the culture. I'm going to pull a little bit of sound here. This is from the 1991 hip hop classic, I Gotta Have It, from Roxbury's own Edo G and Da Bulldogs. Yes, let's hear a little bit of that. We can keep that in the background. It reached number one on Billboard's Top 100.
Yes.
We talked about this when we talked about the 50th anniversary of hip-hop last year here on Radio Boston, but sort of honoring the beginnings.
Absolutely.
And carrying it forward in the culture. How do you teach students about that?
Well, it's multiple things. It's learning what happened prior to these people coming together and how the influences of things that have happened societally all over the world have impacted the way that we view the world. And why do we hear the music the way we hear the music? Why do we practice the way that we practice beyond the music? Why do we buy the products that we buy? What gets marketed to us? How do we view each other? What kind of conversations are happening between about gender roles, about stereotypes, about racial issues? Like, this is a big opportunity for people to come together and say, we appreciate this culture of inclusivity. How do we use it to the best advantage of a nation of people, of a new generation of people that's trying to make a world better for themselves?
We're here with Toki Wright, who's the chair of the professional music department at the Berklee College of Music, and DJs Y-Sham and Troy Frost, all of whom will be participating this evening in the third annual International Hip Hop Symposium at Berklee. DJ Y-Sham, what else do you want us focusing in on?
I think just the craft that every artist would bring, all even on a panel. People are not just DJs. Like, you know, I also like to read. And then sometimes, like, your other crafts can lead it to other things. I'm gonna say it here. Like, I would definitely like to start, like, an art cafe. I've been to Art Bar LA, and I fell in love. So there's, like, all these multidisciplinary ways that you can go. You don't just have to stay in this one box. So as an artist, for me, as a DJ who's self-employed, like, with myself, by myself, duh, just do your own thing. Just have fun with it. And I want everybody to get that. And that's what happens in hip hop. I feel like everybody, you can be a DJ, come up with your own sneaker collection. You can have your own vinyls. But
yeah. So let's bring up actually a little bit of your work.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So this is the song We Run the City from your debut album, Finally, in 2020. We'll bring that down in the background. DJ Troy Frost, how tight is the Boston hip-hop scene? How well do artists here know each other's music, each other's other cultural and artistic creations? You know, you called us to pay attention to the whole culture.
Mm-hmm.
How tight is it here?
I would say it's pretty tight because Boston is very small. Everybody knows everybody, or we know somebody that knows someone else. So I feel like, I know from my experience, there have been a lot of people that I've collaborated with, or I meet them somewhere and they're like, oh, you should come to this, or look, check out this event. And so I feel like word travels very fast in Boston, and there has been a lot of space for collaboration. You may not see that on the front all the time, but it's definitely happening behind the scenes. And I think of this event here, Toki being able to bring in me and DJ Y-Sham, Brandy Chanel, and other local performers, Ice, you know, that are doing really awesome things in the city is an example of that. So I would say it's very tight.
You wanted to add something to that, Toki.
Well, when I was going about pulling together the artists for the event, I just said, who are the best people to represent what's happening in the community right now? And it just so happened that they were all women, femme performers. And it wasn't me having to force it to happen. It just speaks a lot of volumes to where the culture is currently. And also, all of these performers are also multifaceted entrepreneurs running organizations, yeah, working in the school system. And that's what I want people to see, is that we often look at hip hop through this very macroscopic lens where it's just seeing the performance, but not understanding these are the people that work and live in your community and are part of the ecosystem, feeding the ecosystem.
So DJ Wysham, why is it more possible now for you to exist as an entrepreneur and a DJ in this Boston space than, let's say, back, you know, in 1986, 1991, 2000, where we played Mos Def's song right at the top of this segment? What is changing here, and what hasn't changed enough?
Oh, money. That's what hasn't changed enough. We need more money just to have access to more resources. But then on the flip side of that, I feel like in Boston, compared to other cities that I have traveled to, I'll be biased, we do have a lot of resources when it comes to art. I can get an art grant here, an artist grant here, and other people haven't heard about stuff like that. You don't get funding for your music or for, you know, building your clothing website or whatever it is. So I'll give it up to the state and the politicians who are actually pushing, you know, funding for artists in the community. So keep doing more of that.
So DJ Troy Frost, when I heard DJ Wysham just say that, it made me think about a conversation that we had with Oompa, another local artist here, who talked about those tensions between there are art grants, but I got to spend my time writing art grants, right? It's more possible now to be a woman in this industry, and it is still hard to be a woman in this industry. And we talked about her choice to stay in Boston to be the artist that she wants to be. What about that tension, right? The pull to be somewhere else in the country versus here, what it allows you to do in your art to be here in Boston, and what's harder for you to do in your art since you're here in Boston?
Ooh, wow. It's a loaded question. It's something I think about. I mean, I definitely feel the pull to go other places because, like, for instance, I think about Philly. They have a really strong art scene. And so I think it's possible to do that, to go to those places, but then to come back home and continue to pour into your own community. And so I know for me personally, I would like to explore other places, but Boston is always going to be the home base. Right. And anything that I do that is significant in my career, I would hope that it is happening here. And even if it's not happening here physically, I'm making sure I would want to involve people that are from here. Like, there's so much talent here. There's also a lot of people that are, you know, making really great moves in the city. Even if they're not artists, they're creating environments and spaces where artists can exist. So I think Boston has the capacity to have a global impact, and that could be through things happening here, but it could also be through making sure you're involving people who are on your team, making sure that they are from here.
So I will note that actually Oompa just recently threw a going away party.
Yes.
And actually left Boston, which is hard. So, Toki, I'm going to come back to you. A little something of yours. The one we have here is this one from a mixtape you did in 2012 called Faders.
All right.
Life is like track and field for an athlete. You can be a 100-meter runner or decathlete.
As we take everything in, right, and with you as the chair of the professional music department at Berklee,
yes.
2012 to 2024, 12 years of change. How has the genre changed, the culture changed, and what do you think is driving that?
I think the biggest change is technology and the amount of access people have to be able to speak to other crowds, to other artists, to other entities across the world to get their music heard, but also that there's things like Spotify and streaming services, so being able to earn money practicing your art and craft might be a little bit more difficult, and finding alternative ways to support yourself. And that's why it's important for us to be able to have conversations about, okay, how do we support ourselves in an ever-changing environment?
All right. Well, from there, I'm going to wish you luck tonight. Toki Wright is chair of the professional music department at Berklee and the founder of Berklee College of Music's International Hip Hop Symposium. Kiara Andrade Howell, also known as DJ Troy Frost, will be a part of that symposium tonight, as will Shamara Rhodes, also known as DJ Wysham. Thanks so much to all three of you.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate you.
Fantastic to have you. And just a note, it's tonight at the David Friend Recital Hall in Boston, and we'll make sure you can find more information at our website at radioboston.org.
So,
thanks to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.